Rocco Tyre. The Grill Team NRL Recovery Session.
Well, Sharkies fans, here we are again. Ooh. Grand Final qualifier, Friday night, Sharks versus Cowboys. Cowboys have got the class, but the Sharks, they've got the petrol in the tank. Boys, who wins? What do you think?
This time of year, as you know, that week off is profoundly beneficial. Saying that, yeah. I think Sharks will win. I think Sharks will get the Cowboys.
Yeah, okay.
Can I ask just one quick question? Like, Melbourne get to play at home. The Sharkies have to play at Allianz, right?
Yeah.
It's just a little bit. That's not I just agree. A little bit. It's actually wrong.
Well, I think
I agree with you.
The Sharks should be able to play at Shark Park and stack it with their fans and make it a real home ground like Melbourne can.
I agree with you, Gus. I do. Look, big Sharks fans, they'll travel there. I think I'd love to see 32,000, 33,000. It'd be great, but just jam it full there. It'd be a great story. I really like the Sharks in this one. I like it. I saw a really tired side. Look, they've lost a couple of players, like Ethan Lowe's a big loss, and I think he was proven that. You know, he's one of the main go-to men with Jonathan Thurston. But I tell you what wins this. We had Mitchell Moses in on Friday night, and it was really good sitting with him, with the younger player. And they did a real job on North Queensland, particularly Thurston. And I said, what was the secret? And he said to me, mate, the secret to stopping Thurston is Taumalolo. He said, Taumalolo's their setup player. He punches through and then Thurston gets on the back. He said, we just poured all our energies into Taumalolo and that setup play, he said, which allowed us to get to Thurston. So that's a really big thing for the Sharks. The ability to win the yardage game against the Cowboys. And the question is, can they do it?
Wonderful for rugby league if Cronulla gets to the grand final. And let's say if it's a Cronulla Canberra grand final, which is probably...
It's possible.
Wouldn't that just be wonderful for the Sharkies to have a first chance to actually win their first competition, turn that light off?
Now, Saturday night, Storm versus Raiders at Amy Park, and we spoke to Ricky last week, and Ricky said, look, you know, we've got to worry about this game, but if we go through, we believe we can beat the Melbourne Storm. We beat them once before, and we play a style that isn't diet Melbourne Storm. It's their own style of football. But a big ask coming up against Melbourne after they've had a week off.
Yeah, it is. And they've got Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk, two of the top five players in the game. Canberra and Penrith, I thought the winner of that was always going to be up against the Storm. I haven't changed my view. I think Storm will win. I think it'll be a Storm and Sharks grand final.
I suppose the thing about it is with Canberra, they'll go into it. Well, people say you've got nothing to lose, and they go, and others say, yeah, but you have got something to lose. You lose the game and you're not
in the
grand final. But tonight, when you go into these big games, being an underdog is a luxury. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt it is a massive difference. So if they can get out there and play their own style of football, who knows, Gus?
Oh, it'll be fantastic. I mean, if the Raiders keep playing the way they've been playing, it's just going to be a hell of a spectacle. You've got the ball going from one side to the other and the Storm trying to structure it all up again. I hope the Raiders win it because it'll be a better game if they do.
Well, how good was BJ Lalua and Rapana on that right side against the Panthers?
Well, do you know, MG, I tell you what they've got to do, mate. What the Storm do better than anyone, they burn the opposition middle out, and that's the vulnerability around the Raiders. The outside backs from the Raiders have got to get in there and do a lot of the legwork and yardage. Otherwise, the likes of Polo and those big forwards will have nothing in the tank half time. So they've got to do a lot of the legwork. Best performance of the weekend, gentlemen? Your thoughts? I'm going to go, look, I'll be boring and go Thurston. For a bloke that's got enormous expectations on him and everyone always expects miracles, he just seems to keep delivering them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was going to say exactly the same thing. He looked busted from about, 25 minutes in, and he still makes that play after full time. Brilliant.
I'll go Hodgson from the Raiders, the hooker. How he got up after that injury and played, and then apparently had a stomach bug the day of the
Drive
game.
Drive the porcelain bus leading up to the game.
Mate, he's equaled Cameron Smith, I think, now. He's level with him, level pegging.
Now,
wow.
Paige, you've got something special.
Well,
huh?
That's the NRL. We've got AFL finals on at the moment as well. So we want to check out some weekend results in the AFL. We'll go down to Melbourne sports reporter, Mighty Mick Matheson. Hello, Mighty Mick.
Western Bulldogs, 1-6, 1-1, 1-0-7. Hawthorne, 1-2, 1-2, 84. Crowd, 5-2, 2-1-2. Sydney, 1-8. 1-0, 1-1-8. Adelaide, 1-2, 1-0, 1-0-2. Crowd, 3-1, 1-1-2.
Thank you, Mighty.
Thank you, Mighty.
How much was a supplementary?
Friday night was a Townsville party. Saturday, the Panthers were sorry. Sunday, there was no footy at all.